Blog Talk Radio. A Date with Destiny for Monday, July 23rd. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you live from Baltimore, Maryland, as I will be doing every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This broadcast is being sponsored by Making It Happen Incorporated, making your dreams into a reality. We have another very special show for you this evening, and I'm pleased to have co-hosting with me once again, Ms. Teresa Hamilton, who is the CEO and founder of Making It Happen Incorporated. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Lisa. It's good to be here again. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, didn't the time go by fast?
Oh, yes. Always does.
Yeah, we will be taking calls later on in the show. So if you would like to call in with questions and participate in the conversation, that number is 347-237-4518. That's 347-237-4518. For those of you tuning in via the computer, please click on the follow button on the left-hand side of the title so that you can receive updates on upcoming broadcasts. This evening's program, we will be talking about If Not Now, When? I'm also interested in talking with new and seasoned authors who have written motivational books and would like to promote their book on my program. I have sponsor rates available to send you if you are looking for more sales. This is an excellent vehicle to make that happen. My sales and Teresa's sales have increased since we started this program, as well as our websites have been doing exceptionally well. So I thank all of you who have purchased my book and visited our websites. Also, anyone out there who has a business that they would like to promote, we have sponsorships available for you as well. The beauty about internet radio is we reach a very, very broad audience, not just locally, but internationally. Next week, this show will be available as a podcast, and we are very excited about that. So you can download it and listen to it whenever and wherever you choose. You can also send me a message through this site if you have tuned in via your computer, or you can send a message through my Facebook page at facebook.com/A Date With Destiny 101, or you can leave a message via my website at yourdestinyawaits.net. So, Teresa, how are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing quite well. I feel terrific, and I just can't wait to get the show underway. And hello
yeah.
to all of your wonderful listeners. And it's just been a pleasure to most of you know that although we host the show, sometimes we don't go back, have the time to listen to ourselves. But I just want you to know, Lisa, that I had an opportunity to go back to listen to the very last show that we did. And it was just so overwhelmingly fulfilling for me.
Wow.
So I would just encourage you guys, sometimes, even though, like I said, we're hosting this show, there are things that we say that benefit one another and that we're constantly in a state of flux and learning. And
yes.
there's always some tidbit that we didn't think about that we're able to pick up each show that we do. And so I'm grateful and thankful for that.
Yeah, same here, same here. And that's great. But before we really get going good, I want to take a moment to offer our condolences and prayers to the families in Colorado. Our hearts go out to you during this tragic time. You know, I see the news with, you know, all of the events that have unfolded, and wow is all I can say. So if you're from Colorado, if you have family in Colorado, our hearts and our prayers are with you at this time.
Yeah.
So, Teresa, last week we talked about a dream deferred. And the fact that so many of us have dreams that have been put on hold for one reason or another, but that doesn't mean that they will never manifest. This evening we're going to talk about if not now, when? If not now, when? I am going to be referencing Bruce Wilkerson's book, The Dream Giver, and I'm so excited about this book because it really gives great insight into recognizing our dream and following through with them. It really takes you through like a journey, and I don't know if anybody is familiar with Bruce Wilkerson's books, but he's very innovative, and it's like a storybook, you know, and he intertwines everything along with biblical scriptures and things like that. So it's really, really a great read, and I encourage everyone to pick that book up. Oftentimes we find ourselves wishing, hoping, dreaming, and we don't get the results that we want. Majority of the time, we are the ones at fault and to blame for things not progressing. We find ourselves looking outside of ourselves for the reason why things aren't progressing the way we think they should. I find that the reasons that things aren't moving the way we want them to are, one, the big P word, procrastination, two, fear. Most of the time, the reason we procrastinate is because of fear, the fear of failure. The fear of failure will keep you rooted in a spot, and you can't move to the left, to the right, forward, or backwards. In the book, The Dream Giver, Bruce talks about the big dream. We all have one. We just have to search inside and ask to be shown what it is. No one else can fulfill your dream the way you can because the dream was given to you and was made especially for you. But we get stuck. We allow our fear of failure to keep us from moving out of our comfort zones. We end up living in the land of familiarity, doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. So, Teresa, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that for me, it's so, I guess today's topic is mostly for me as well as your audience, in the sense that there is a certain place that we always see ourselves being. And when we don't get there quick enough or fast enough, we're fretting. We're really fretting.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, we stop kind of doing because we're thinking, am I really on the right path because I'm not seeing any results?
Mm-hmm.
And or we start to fear. We just have this fear and trepidation day after day after day. So, for example, in my life, I am an entrepreneur. And, of course, to me, one of the most significant ways to tell how successful I am is by what my balance sheet looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so that balance sheet doesn't say, you know, here you are, you're a success. You start to say, well, wait a minute, am I doing the right thing? Am I moving the right way? Or if you feel like you're going through stuff to get you, in your mind you have a vision of what you see, but it just seems like it's such a task just to get over the hump. So I think, like I said, tonight's session is as much appropriate for me as anyone. And one of the things that I've learned to break through what I was going through, and I really experienced this, I'd say, a month ago, is that I had to stop trying to make everything happen, even though I'm a founder of the Making It Happen group. There are times when you have to rest and be still. And being still doesn't necessarily mean that you're not moving. It just means that you're reflecting and making sure that your energies are well spent.
Exactly. Very good points. You know, Bruce Wilkerson's book, The Dream Giver, I read this several years ago. I mean, it's not a new book, but I read it several years ago. And then as I was researching material for the next show, you know, I was led to pick the book up and read it a third time, actually. This is like my third time going through the book. And one of the things that he states in his book, he talks about being in the wasteland. Being in the wasteland, and the wasteland is your time of feeling like you're not progressing, like nothing is happening. You know, you know you have this thing that has been placed in your heart to do, and you go, you're gung-ho, and you're moving towards it, but then all of a sudden, you know, you see nothing. Everything is still. You can't even, you're not even hearing anything anymore. And then we start to worry, we start to get afraid, we start to fret, and a lot of times people stop right there because they're like, wait a minute. Because, see, there's no time period being in the wasteland. You know, there's no clock that says, okay, now I haven't been here for 6 months and now a year and 2 years, and I'm not seeing anything happen. And I'm a witness to that. I can testify to that. And so what happens is we then decide at that time whether or not we're going to keep moving forward, or we look at that as, okay, I failed. I ask God time and time, where are you? I can't hear you. You got to talk to me. What's going on? And if you don't hear anything or you don't see any progression, you think, oh, my God, I got it wrong. I'm not supposed to be doing. Maybe I didn't hear correctly. Have you ever gone through that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Or you doubt. Yeah, and you constantly are going back and forth for, like, maybe, you know, I'm not on the right path, or did I really hear what God had to say? Or
We start questioning.
And
then it doesn't help to have the naysayers in our lives, because sometimes the naysayers, they can't wait. Just sit back and say, see, I told you so. I told you you shouldn't have gone in that direction, girl. You should have turned around and did X, Y, Z. Girl, you know that was too big of a thing. Girl, please. You know, so you hear all of these things from the people in your life, and then that, I mean, and you're already vulnerable to begin with.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, really, you know, so I, one of the things I just want to say, you know, you'll probably hear me say it over and over again, is I encourage people to talk to people that you trust.
Yeah.
And who are encouragers, not people. And you know what, I'm going to tell you too, Teresa, I found that people don't, there are haters out there, but there are also people who love you. And that really don't mean you any harm. But see, what's happening is, and this is going to be my topic for next week, and I might as well go ahead and spill the beans, because I want you guys to tune in next week too, because it's going to be really, really juicy. Next week we're going to be talking about going past our comfort zones. And what happens is when we're ready to move past our comfort zone, you know, we're all excited, you're on a high, you're doing things, doors are opening, people are returning your phone calls, and so on and so forth. So everything is looking good. But then you have other people who are close to you, and again, I go back to the closest people to us are our families, and then, you know, who they want you to succeed, but at the same time, your big dream is big. And they've never pursued their big dream. So what's happening is, by you moving out of your comfort zone, they think that you're moving them out of their comfort zone, which is really not the case.
Right.
You know, because they're like, they're
That's
afraid for you because they never would have done that.
Right,
Are
right,
you
right.
Serious?
And they love
you're gonna do
they
that?
Really do. And a lot of times they mean well, and they're coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
But it's just not for you. You know, it's not your path. It's not your road.
That's right. And I have to stress that, because there, you know, I talk to a lot of young people who are still in college or about to graduate from college, and, you know, they are just, their minds are so open and so fresh right now. And you know, and I tell them all the time, yeah, okay, you've gotten your education. And a lot of, and when I talk to these young people, you would be surprised at how many are in studies. that yes. their parents wanted them to be in.
Yes,
they are not even doing. They're not even doing what is truly in their heart, and they are afraid to
yes.
say it to their mom or dad because
yes.
mom and dad are paying the bill, and if I'm paying the bill, you're going to do this because how? An artist, a musician.
Yes.
You can't make money like that. You can't live that way. And I have had, my son is, for example, my son is a musician. He's an artist. He's a very, very talented. He has more talent in his little pinky than most people have in their whole bodies. And, I mean, we're talking from music to acting to drawing. I mean, the whole nine yards. And if he wanted, whatever he wants to do in any area, he could do. But I've always, we've always been the type of parents to push and encourage them to follow their dreams, not to hold back and say, well, son, you need to have something to fall back on just in case. And I'm like, no, don't fall back. This is what you need to do. Fall back on your gift.
Right.
Don't give yourself
right.
an option because, see, when you give yourself an option, you're giving yourself an escape route to me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
a true dream or a true person who perseveres is one that says, no, you know what, failure is not an option. No, I may not make it at this point, at this time, but you know what, I didn't make it this time, but daggone it, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep going until I make it. And when his friends, when he used to go out and play it, do gigs and so on and so forth, I used to manage his little band, you know, at one point in time, and his friends would be like, wow, dude, you know, I wish my mom was like that. I wish my mom would support me because my parents tell me you can't make a living at this.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good, Teresa.
I believe you. I've heard him.
No, but I'm talking about the other kids.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
other kids
yeah,
were just
yeah.
as talented.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
it was so sad and like heartbreaking, you know, to hear them say, well, you know, I can't. I'm only doing this to get through school or, you know, they got a little scholarship doing this, but they're pursuing that, and their real love is what they're, you know, is the music or that art.
Right, and I think that, like you said, I think parents mean well because they're always, some are always trying to shield their kids from the mistakes that they've made.
Exactly.
But I think that, and more importantly, I think, than that is that it's the society at large that teaches you. We're not taught, okay, we're going to allow you to try a lot of different things. You're going to attend first 12 years of school, then you may go on to college, and then you may go on to post-grad school to figure out what it is that you want to do. We don't start our kids with that. That's not
no.
the conversation we have, you
no.
know. And so Bruce's book about the dream giver and really being clear on what your purpose is
yeah.
and moving forward in it is so critical because if you don't know what your purpose is and if people aren't encouraged, and I think that as we move through our this society where we're going, I just read a report that said from the latest numbers for the last census are now coming out, and they're talking about a number – a lot more people are in poverty now than ever
mm-hmm.
before. And part
mm-hmm.
of that is that we're getting jobs, but we're not getting fulfilling jobs. We're
exactly.
just doing whatever it takes to make a,
like
a living. And
yeah.
when we do that, we're not passionate about what we're doing,
no.
which happens. And then before you know it, we're out of a job and we're like, wow, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, it happened because you really didn't, you weren't passionate about what you were doing. It wasn't
yeah.
what your dream to, you know, what really wasn't your purpose.
Yeah, and it's like, again, if not now, when, you know, if you don't start today, you know, when are you going to start? And I find a lot of times people are afraid also because they have this sense of unworthiness. They
right.
feel as though, well, I'm not worthy enough. I'm going to wait until I'm worthy enough of my dream or to receive my
mm-hmm.
dream because, you know, right mm-hmm. now, you know, I'm out here and I'm doing X, Y, Z, and I just don't feel like I'm worthy enough for it. And you know what? We need to – that is a false – that's false.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a false burden of feeling unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait until you are worthy, you'll never make
it.
Because
right.
don't you know that God uses the unworthy? I mean, he
yes.
uses us because we feel, and let me tell you, there are times when I'm gone through it myself, You know, I am a witness again because we have in our minds that, and I'm a dreamer. I mean, I dream, you know, I have huge, gargantuous dreams. You know, so for me, there are times when in my younger day, sometimes I would feel like, well, you know, maybe I'm not getting this because I did this or I did that or I'm
right.
just not ready or whatever. And that is so far, that was so far from the truth. Because
yeah.
you are, you know, God wants you to have what you want. And we have to get out of the Egypt mentality. We have to get out of the slave mentality, thinking that we have to have someone else telling us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, what we should be getting paid, on and on and on. No, you can't, you can't, you can't, when that is just not true. You know, and if you go through your scripture, and I just want to touch base a little bit about, you know, the story of Moses when God told him, when he called him out of Egypt. And then and Bruce talks about this in his book too. He tells us the story, you know, from the beginning. I mean, Moses, when Moses was born, you know, he was born and his dream was already there. You know, he was saved for such a time as saving, you know, getting the slaves out of Egypt. And even in his youth, growing up, he didn't really know who he was, but he knew that it was something special about him. He knew that. And God even knew at the time, well, of course God knew, but at the time, you know, when God was calling him out to save his, you know, to save the people, he was like, wait a minute, who am I? You know, I don't even have, you know, good speech. I can't talk. You want me to go in front of how and who? And they're not going to listen to me. And that's another thing. That's another false premise. We go into something, when we think about our dream and how big it is, we're like, oh, my God, I got to speak in front of who? I got to do what? Well, you know what they're going to say. And we always stand there and we're like saying what these people are going to say before they say it. So that stops us and blocks us because we're already, you know, like, okay, no, because I know when I get out there, they're going to laugh and they're going to say this and they're going to say, wait a minute, what experience do you have? What education do you have? You know, what does your bank account look like? Well, you want to say, you don't have a business plan. You know, all of these things that you don't have. And again, look at what God told Moses. And Moses was standing before God. God called him. Moses didn't call God. God called him.
Right.
He said, wait a minute, didn't I make your tongue? Didn't I make your mouth? If I'm calling you to something, I will bring you through it. And that's the same with our dream. If you have that dream, you have it for a reason, because nobody on the face of the earth can do your dream the way you can.
And I think that the most important piece and one of the and reading a little bit about the Bruce Wilkerson book, is that you have within you, all of us have this nagging feeling that we should be doing something with our lives greater or more, or this feeling of unfulfilled, something just going on. I remember I had it when I worked. I worked, you know, I love research and I enjoy the job, but there was always this nagging of, you know, there's got to be something bigger or better out there because this isn't it. You know what I mean? I'm not really feeling this. You know, I'm I enjoy it to a degree, but I'm not 100% and, you know, just having a wonderful, great time. Something is missing. There's a void there. And so that, and he talks about that in his book, this nagging feeling, but yet you're going through your life in this very ordinary way. You know what I mean? Where you're doing things just like everybody else, what's familiar, what's ordinary, what's easy. In other words, you're not really stepping outside of your comfort zone. And so we have to challenge ourselves to step outside that comfort zone that we have. And when we do, it is as if you will now embark on a path that is really specifically designed for you, that is just really, it comes down to just you and God as you make it through this path. And as you're going through, and I always tell people that even though you may not see the results, I always go back to checking, am I happy doing what I'm doing? Am I at peace? am yes. I feeling fulfilled? And if I can answer yes to those questions, I know I'm on the right path. It's when
right.
I'm feeling major turmoil, major uneasiness, major, for example, for me, it is critical that I am able to create in the way that I was designed to create, because
yes,
then I feel
yes.
100% fulfilled, as, you know, as an entrepreneur or as a writer or as a mother, whatever it is, you have to be free to do that 100%.
Yes.
And
yes.
when you're living in that freedom, it becomes, even though you have the dream and you know you're going to arrive at the destination, it starts to become more about what he describes as the journey. And that
yes.
is the blessing in it, in and of itself, and that's where I believe all of the peace comes from.
Oh my gosh, yes. What are you? What that peace, girl? Woo! You
yes.
know, and you know, and it's very. That's a good point. In Bruce's book, and this is a nice little story that he told. About he talked about how everyone has a big dream, and then he
yeah.
went on to prove his point to a Hollywood producer friend of his who didn't believe, because you know you have unbelievers out there, you know, you just have people who just believe, you know, what they want to believe, and that's fine. I mean, if you know, because coming out of your comfort zone is not an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm.
It really isn't, because it's uncomfortable, it can be painful, it's scary. You know, you go through all of these things, you know, because you're
mm-hmm.
you've built this nice little comfy, cozy,
mm-hmm.
you know, surrounding for yourself, even in your friends and your relationships. You know, it's just comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to it. So, yeah, it's a little bit scary to jump out there. But he went on to prove this point to a Hollywood producer friend of his who didn't believe that everyone was born with a big dream. So while they were having lunch one day, he asked their waitress, and I love this story, he asked their waitress if she was doing what she always wished to do. The waitress looked at him perplexed and asked him, what did he mean? He said he wondered, did she have a big dream inside of her heart that hadn't come true yet? So after thinking for a moment, she said, well, her mother was a nurse, her sister was a nurse, and I always dreamed of becoming a nurse. He then asked her, would you have been a good nurse? She became a little emotional as she answered, I would have been a really good nurse. Then he said, would you like to be a nurse at this very moment? And she said, yes. So he went on to ask her, do you happen to believe that God wants you to be a nurse? She replied, I think so. Well, he said, if God wants you to be a nurse, then there must be a way for you to be one. What
mm-hmm.
has stopped you? She listed the reasons as being an education cut short by marriage, then two children, then the demands of raising a family. Okay, so we all can relate to that. And he heard the sadness in her voice as she said, now it's impossible, it's too late. Then he asked her, what would have to happen for you to become a nurse? So she said, they didn't have enough money. I can't afford a babysitter, so I can't go to school. Then he asked her, if you had a babysitter, would you go to school? Yes, she said, without any hesitation. Then he said, I believe there's somebody in your life who cares about you and would babysit your children for free. Who is
wow.
that person? She thought for a moment, and then her face lit up. It's my mother. She just retired 2 months ago, and she loves her grandchildren, and she's always wanted me to have my dream. She
mm-hmm.
babysit my kids for free if I just asked her. While
mm-hmm.
she spoke, her eyes brimmed with tears. His producer friend witnessed the whole exchange and couldn't believe it. And I also have witnessed the light bulb going off in someone after I've worked with them and helping them to discover what their big dream is and how to go about making it a reality. It is truly an amazing thing to see. And I'm talking to single moms out there, single dads out there, anyone out there who right now thinks that they don't have enough money, they don't have babysitters, they don't have this, they don't have that, stop. Because there is a way. If you have that burning desire for that dream to manifest, then there is a way for it to come to pass. One of the things I want to talk about, what keeps people from embracing, Teresa? What do you think? I had come up with 5 points. okay?
Oh, okay.
for what keeps people from embracing and pursuing their God-given dreams. So what do you think some of those reasons are that really, we already talked about what? The fear and getting out of your comfort zone.
Procrastinating, yeah. I think when we this is the biggest thing I think that people, what you just mentioned in your example, is money.
Yeah.
A lot of times people, the first thing they say if you ask them why is it that they're not pursuing something, what it is that they want to do, they will always say money. And we have to remember that a lot of things come about doesn't have anything to do with money. We have to understand that it's about relationships. And once you pray to God, what I've discovered is there will be people in your life who may have the money or have the relationships to make whatever dream you have. There's a book I love to read. It's called The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. In it, he gives an example of a woman who wanted to be, I can't remember what the profession was, I think it was a pharmacist. But she didn't want to be the big-time pharmacist. She wanted to have her, like, a little pharmacy in, like, a small little neighborhood, like in Pennsylvania or something like that, in a homely neighborhood. And so what she did is she had this dream, and he told her to just continue to think about what you want, just seeing yourself as a pharmacist and owning your pharmacy. Don't think about how it's going to happen or what. So she just kept that image in mind day after day after day. And I think maybe 10 or 12 years went by. She moved to a small town, and in the small town there was an older, I think it was a gentleman, who owned a pharmacy. And she would come in every day and just chat with this older man about his pharmacy. And, you know, they'd have little conversations. Well, in the end, he retired and was about to sell his pharmacy, and he asked her and came up with a really good deal for her to buy it out from him, which under normal circumstances, she probably wouldn't have been able to make it happen. But I think that's the issue, is money. And what I, even now as I get older, I train myself not to, whenever I want something, I stop saying, oh, I have to have money. I just say, this is what I want, and I keep that fixed in my mind. And when you do, it resolves itself very quickly. But we tend to think, oh, I can't go to law school because I don't have money. I can't become a musician because I don't have money to buy an instrument. We get caught up in all of that. And really, we need to stay focused. And Bruce talks about this a lot. Just focus and think about your dreams. And the path will unveil itself to get you there. But
exactly.
It's just kind of, for me, that's the big one, and just kind of ensuring that we rule out all of the negative things that we could think of. But to me, it's money. That's the very first thing people will tell you when they tell you they can't pursue their dream or they can't take the leap from their current job because they are homeowners. They have a family to take care of. And so, oh, I can't, you know, if I pursue this, then what about my family? And, again, it doesn't have to be an all or none approach. It can be just baby steps. And like I said, my favorite quote is just take one step. You know, you can plan and do something part-time before you make the leap to do it full-time. Mm-hmm. But at least investigate and start looking at ways to do what it is that you feel you should be doing.
Exactly. Well, here are five common but deadly misconceptions. One, some folks feel as though I don't have a dream, which you do have a dream. You just need to take some time to figure out what that dream is.
And Lisa, real quick on that, I don't have a dream. I have developed, in conjunction with you, I know you've looked over it a lot, is an assessment to assess if you don't know what your dream is or if you can't figure out what it is you should be doing. Please go on our website or give us a call. Check our website out and give us a call, because we do have assessments to help you get at what you think your purpose or your dream is, because it's there. It's that somebody kind of needs to bring it out to the forefront. Just like you said, Lisa, I've worked with you a number of times and watched people who said that, and you talked to them and asked them a couple questions, and before they knew it, they were like, aha, that's my dream. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I would encourage your listening audience to don't just stop at that, because we can help you with that.
Exactly. And that website is mihgroup.org. That's mihgroup.org. And then, you know, you can go on there, and our phone number is listed on there as well. Then number two, here's another one. I have to invent my dream. A lot of times people think that, okay, well, I have to. No, you don't. Your dream is birthed out of your passion. And I say this all the time, and I wrote about this in my book, and how vital this is for you guys to get and to understand. A lot of times our dream is something from our childhood, you know, something that is, and it's all like in a common denominator, you know. And I tell people, look back at when you were a kid. What were some of the things that you loved to do? And, like, for example, for me, I you know, and I realized later on that I'm just a very creative person. I'm a visionary. And even when we were kids, how, you know, we would just, and I grew up in the county, well, country. We had this, a lot of land, trees, used to climb trees, ride bikes. Oh, stayed outdoors. Loved to stay outdoors. You had to beat us to come in the house, okay? We didn't want to be in the house. We could have slept outside. But nowadays, you can't even get kids to, you know, go outside and play. But we would create these games, you know. First, I'd love to ride my bike, and we would create these games. We would just think of things to play. I mean, we would just make these scenes up, and like it was a big movie and a production, and everybody would look to me for, okay, what do we do next? Okay, so what are we going to do? And this was even when I was younger. So as I grew, you know, was growing up, you know, people would still look to me for direction in, you know, what are we going to do, or what ideas and things like that. And so, but you don't think about that as you're growing up. You know, you just grow up and you're living until you take the time to say, okay, what is my purpose? What am I here for? And so on and so forth. And then when you really start to look back and really dig deep and you look for the common denominator in everything, I was like, aha. You know, that's a visionary. You know, when I'm talking about creating, I'm talking about whatever. If it's music, if it's business card, whatever. And when I'm creating, when I'm in that creative mode, I'm happy. I'm happiest when I'm creating. If my creativity is blocked, you know, that means if I'm doing something that I don't like to do, that's with all of us, I don't want to do that. And then we wonder why we're anxious, or we have anxiety, or we're unhappy. We're unhappy and we have that anxiety because we're not doing what we were put here to do. We're not being fulfilled.
Yes.
So you do not have to invent your dream. All you need to, it's in there. And we can really help you pull that out. So again, you know, go to our website and give us a call or email us, and, you know, we'll go further. Number three, I have a dream, but it's not that important.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have a dream, but it's not that important. And, man, that could be so far from the truth, because when your dream is fulfilled, oh, my gosh, you're living a life that you can't even fathom. We can try to fathom it, you know, but God always has more for us than we want for ourselves.
Yeah, so, and 90% of the time when you are living out your dream, and this is what people, even if you haven't kind of arrived at your destination, but again, you're on that journey, you're having so much fun. You're discovering new things about you.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I think we even know more when we're really in that zone of really understanding our destiny or what our dreams are, is that we end up being able to do like 1,000 times more than we ever thought possible.
Oh, my God.
Let me
tell you, in the process of writing my book, in, you know, my first book, Teresa, you know, okay? You know my journey with that book. And once I started and I realized what I was supposed to write about, you know, because at first I'm thinking, oh, my God, it was just so overwhelming to me. And, of course, you're thinking money. I had no clue on what to do, okay? But with your guidance and encouragement and prayers, of course, you know, God just led me through that thing. And in each step, the money came when it was time for, like, the editor, or it was time for the page layout or the design or whatever. The money came. And then and I'm going to go even a step further and share with you all. It's been 2 years now since my father had passed. And when I told my dad that I was going to write this book, he was very excited for me. And, you know, he said, okay, kid, you know, go ahead and, you know, I will help you, you know, with whatever. Like, when the time comes, let me know, and I will assist you financially with, you know. I said, great. So I said, okay. I'm thinking, thank you, God. You know, the prayer's been answered. My dad said that if when I needed money, he was going to help assist me to whatever I needed. Okay, so in the midst of that, I think I was maybe three-quarters of the way finished the book. And Dad passed in March of 2010. In January 2010, I had been given some news that rocked the core of my being. I mean, it just shook me to my core. And now, here's another thing that I want to take a pause at. When you are on purpose, and you find yourself, like, in that wasteland, and you feel as though there's nothing, you know, else happening, and you think that God has forgotten you, when you are on purpose, you are going to go through that. Because the more you, the closer you get to your dream and your goal, opposition, the giants, come out of the woodwork. And you are going to be tested. You think those tests you had in school were tough. You are going to be tested like you've never been tested before. So here we are. I'm three-quarters of the way, you know, through my book. And, I mean, I'm getting some good stuff, you know, right in the middle. So January 2010, I got some information that really shook me. I mean, and it would shake the strongest of people. It was just so unreal. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, what? And I felt like I had been at this place in my life. I'm in the pinnacle of my life, and I'm just at this spiritual place, and I'm doing so well, and God's got me, and I'm rooted, and I'm grounded, and all of that on a high. Then I come, and then here this thing comes and just knocks me right off the, you know, boop. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, it threw me for a loop, but it didn't keep me down because, you know, I'm seasoned enough to know, like, okay, I see this for what it is, and regardless of that, and there was some there was some forgiveness that had to go on in this time period right here. So now my book is, like, sitting to the side because now I got to deal with this. Okay, so now we go from January, we jump, you know, we jump from January of 2010 to March, and in March 2010, my father passed away. Now, for me, that was very, of course, devastating, of course, because that was my dad, but it was also devastating for another reason, and which was I wanted my dad to hold my book in his hand. He's heard me talk about this book my whole life. And I finally got to the point where I was like, you know what? Dad, I'm doing it. And I wanted him to hold that book in his hand. And he never got a chance because it wasn't meant to be. And then once I was able to shake myself from the news that I had received, I looked up and I'm like, oh, my God. Now, you know, Dad was supposed to, you know, help me financially to get through this. What am I going to do? So I'm thinking, okay, so here's the, now, in the midst of me fulfilling a dream, right, I got all this stuff coming at me at once. So what you have to do when that happens, and I guarantee you that it will happen, you have got to hold on. You have got to, at this point in time, right here where you are, you've got to hold on and just know that this is going to pass. I'm on the I must be on the right track because there's something out there that's trying to block me from getting this done. And I knew God had already given me the vision that this book was going to bless many. So at a time in my life when I think I got it all going on and I got it going, you know, everything is here, this thing comes, boom. And then not on top of the news that I got in January, then another devastating thing happened with my father passing.
Mm-hmm.
And a book was still not completed.
Mm-hmm.
But through it all, if you know in your heart that God has spoken to you with this dream, just know that he is going to give you whatever it is you need to finish it.
Right. And my thing with the book is it always comes from a place you have could have never guessed money to come from. That's the key with the thing. Once you pray about a situation, that God will bring you the monies, and it's never where you thought it would have come from.
Yes. You are exactly
it's like,
right.
You know, and so that's how you, and to me that's reinforcement that it's God helping you along in your journey, because you know it's just so unpredictable, but yet it's always right on time and it's always exactly what you need to complete whatever task he has for us.
Yes, and that's why I shared that story, because I wanted people to know that if you are working on something that you've dreamed about your whole life and it still hasn't come to pass, hold on. It will.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Don't give up. You're on the right path, because you keep getting opposition. You keep getting these giants. Once you get past the giants, then you're on your way to this serenity, this place of peace, because you're being tested. It's just, it's all a test. It's
and the giant is just with David and Goliath. The giants are not the exterior. It's the, it's what's in your head. That's where
that's
the giants live. And
that's
so the giants,
and we get frozen again with the fear.
And the giants have to be slayed there, just like with David. He didn't just, everybody else were like, how can you even think about slaying this giant, Goliath, and you're such a... It was because his perception was not that he was just a minor person in the eyes of God, because he believed and had faith that he could overcome him.
And he did.
And that's how we have to believe when it comes to our dreams and our goals.
Exactly. So let's move on to number four, which is, I have a dream, but it's up to God to make it happen. I have a dream, but it's up to God to make it happen. What do you think about that one, Ms. Hamilton?
Well, that's a good one, because I've heard a number of people that would say, well, if I had this dream, God would have helped me to manifest it. But I believe that what I believe is if God created us to be what I call kind of little gods, in the sense that he created us in his image, and it is our, he gave us free will. And so when we act on things that we want to do, we already have all we need, especially with his help, so that we have to act on what it is that we want, because he always gives us choice, free choice, to do whatever it is that we desire. But it's all up to us to move on that.
Exactly. Okay, and then number five. And in the midst of me reading these, before I read the last one, I'm going to give you that call-in number again, because I know somebody's out there and they're going through, and they feel what we're saying, because they might still be going through it to this day. So give us a call, and that number is 347-237-4518, 347-237-4518. And the last point is, I had a dream, but it's too late. I had a dream, but it's too late. It's too late for what?
Yeah.
What is it too late for? You're still breathing. You're still alive. You still wake up every morning, and you put your feet on the ground, and you get up, and you go and brush your teeth and wash your face, and you go get your coffee, your tea, whatever. You're still here. So it's not now, when. It's never too late. For example, my sister-in-law is in her mid-40s, and she just decided within, I think this year, she went back to school to get her master's. So right now, she's got two teenagers, not one, but two. Mm-hmm. She's got a boy and a girl, okay? And let me tell you, if you got a boy and a girl, you know, You're not just dealing with the hormones. You're dealing with testosterone. So you're dealing with two teenagers, and she's working, and she decided to go back and get her master's. And, Terry, I am so very proud of you. I mean,
yeah.
You go, girl. And so, you know, it's never too late.
Yeah, yeah.
I read an article, and I wrote about this in my book, too, about a lady who was in her 80s. She went back to school. She was 80. So it's never too late. It's only up. It's up to you to decide in your mind. You have to make up your mind that that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
And just know that when you do, it's gonna be. You're gonna go through some rocky times, some rocky roads. You are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you have to have that courage. It takes it takes courage to go after, and it also takes courage to block out the people around you, the naysayers, who tell you that you can't do it. It's impossible. No one in the family has ever done it. What makes you think that you have what it takes to do this? We've never done it this way before. Oh my God!
Yeah.
How many times have you heard that one?
Yeah.
We've never done it this way before.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that for anyone out there listening, what's happening now is that this program was meant for them. It was meant to get them moving in that direction because the yearning is there, but then you can have the yearning, but you don't know how to take off on that. And
exactly.
So now this program it will help galvanize them to start moving more in the direction of their goals and dreams.
Oh, yeah. And when you reach, because I've already fulfilled one of my dreams, oh, my gosh, and it's just a feeling of euphoria. It's just, it's amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's just one. I mean, there's several more that I'm working towards. This radio program, okay, this was a dream that actually I hadn't even really given it much thought. Until recently, and soon as I start, you know, you're a witness.
As
I decided that this is what I wanted to do, look what happened.
Yeah, and it materialized very quickly for you. You know, it didn't take a lot of time. Once you affirmed, this is what I want, and the will started to move immediately in that direction.
Yes, and if it can do that for me and even you, Teresa, with the writing of your book and the two companies that you run, and Teresa, you're a mom with a young son, you know, so but you still continue to move towards what you want to do, what you feel as though you were meant to do, and you're fulfilled.
Yes, very happy, and I've learned not to be hard on myself, and this is my latest lesson, and I would share this. We'll share this with your listeners. Is just take one task a day. If I just do this one thing towards the overall picture, that's good enough for me, and that's satisfying for me because I know I'm doing something in that direction. And the other thing I would tell people is to continue to think about the dreams because the more we repeat something in our head, the more it's going to come to us.
Exactly. Remember, a thought is go ahead.
Yeah, every time you think on something that you desire, what Deepak Chopra called the law of intention, it will manifest itself. It's just like when someone, you know how it'll be someone who you haven't heard from, you're like, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. And like within a day or two, that person will call you. It's because you're thinking about that person and bringing them into your realm. And I think that we should spend a lot more time doing that because when we do, it makes our work a lot easier because we're bringing it just by thinking about it.
Exactly. So take, you know, a minute to check your own beliefs. Check to see if any of the above that I just went over describes your belief about a big dream for your life. If you're not sure, look at your actions because your actions are usually a result of what you actually believe. And remember that I stated last week in the last show is a belief is a thought that you keep thinking. A belief is a thought that you keep thinking. So whatever you keep thinking about is what you are believing. If you're believing that you're going to fail, you're right. If you're believing that you can succeed, again, you're right. So the time is running down. Again, Teresa, that was just so quick. That went by so fast.
But I
want to leave
really
you with this. This is what I want to leave you all with for today. It is so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day demands of life. And we all take comfort at times in the routines that we have created in our lives. But if we are just marking time instead of making a life, we have put our big dream on hold. Years pass, personal losses pile up. We lose our sense of meaning and purpose. We spend our energy unproductively, and the big picture of why God put us on earth in the first place begins to fade from view. Tragically, a whole lifetime can pass without a person ever accomplishing the great things he or she was born to do, and more importantly, wants to do. Your dream may not look quite the same as it did years ago, but the essence of the dream, the tug of longing you feel to do what God made you to do, is still there. Tell someone you trust, okay? Trust. Tell someone you trust today that you have a big dream. Then as best you can, tell them what it is. The first time you say your dream out loud, you will hear your heart say, "You were born for this." No matter what's happened in our past or what circumstances you're in, you can turn your heart toward your dream starting now. Because if not now, when? So that concludes our show for this evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Didn't it go by fast, Teresa?
Oh, excellent. It was just so good. I really gained a lot myself, so thank you, Lisa.
Well, thank you, Miss Teresa Hamilton, and for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. For knowledge is power, and when we know better, we do better. Of course, I always want to thank my family who are always loving and supporting me, and my friends. My family and my friends for loving and supporting me, and to my Facebook family for once again tuning in. I really love you guys, especially my Motivational Moments crew. Hey! And for my new listeners, the next time you log into Facebook, please like our page at facebook.com/A Date With Destiny 101. Please tune in next week, July 30th at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. The topic for that show will be going beyond our comfort zone. Also, stop by my website, wherdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation, seek God, and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you next week. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.